Marmite, are you a lover or a hater? 100%, I am a lover. Smother it on my crumpets anytime. However, a lot of people absolutely hate it. So here to talk to us about why we love or hate the foods that we do, I have Avi Lazaro from DNA Fit, who's been doing a little bit of research with Marmite. So tell us, Avi, what have you found out?
Well, both Marmite and DNA Fit have discovered the reason why we love or hate Marmite, and that was done through a scientifically ethics-approved process in which we took 261 people, let them put 2 grams of Marmite onto a teaspoon, fill out a questionnaire, and do a gene-wide association study. And through that, we found out that there's a genetic impact and a genetic correlation between people's taste preference. The great news is that because of the DNA gene Marmite kit, if you're found to have been predisposed to being a Marmite lover, you certainly have a chance to love Marmite even if you think you hate it.
I have the kit here, actually, the Marmite gene kit. It looks very scientific.
It comes with
a swab pack. It comes with a... What's the dry capsule?
That's just to stop condensation when you send it back to the laboratory.
So I have to do this gene test and then send it back?
Absolutely, but
wow.
You know, as you can see, it's quite a simple process. You simply unpack the kit, you do a quick simple mouth swab, you put that back in the pack and send it back to our laboratory, and in 10 days or so you will know whether you have that opportunity to keep on loving Marmite or learn to love it if you don't like it currently.
Right, well, I'm going to do that test very shortly and send it back to you, but that was going to be my next question. Can you learn to love something that you don't?
Yeah, absolutely. So trying to give you a practical example, if you're around a breakfast table and, the food that is there is maybe associated with someone who didn't like it, your early memories might be, oh, that person who's an idol to you or something or influencer to you doesn't like it. I don't like it either. But actually, that means you're in the wrong environment, because if you're at the breakfast table with someone who loved it and spoke about loving of the food, then, there's a high likelihood that environmental effect would have made a difference. So, yeah, absolutely. If you don't love it currently, there's certainly hope for you, especially if your gene test comes back and says you're predisposed to loving Marmite.
I think you should try a lot harder, because when you love Marmite, it is so worth it. Do you know, I have an auntie and an uncle, and the uncle has probably half an inch thick Marmite on his toast. My auntie has half an inch thick of jam. My cousin, who was born from the two of them, likes Marmite and jam on toast together. It's a perfect combination of genes and having children and what people learn to like.
Absolutely. That's a great example of how, families have different taste preferences. But again, just so excited to say that in the terms of the Marmite Gene Project, because we've now found this association, there's hope for many more.
If people want to find out a little bit more, Avi, what can they do to get one a hold of one of these packs and find out whether loving or hating Marmite is in their genes?
So if people want to find out more, they can go to the marmite.co.uk website and you can purchase one of the Marmite gene testing kits there. If you go to the dnafit.com website, you can also download and download the research associated with the project, which makes a really good read to learn more about the process, the scientific proof that's now out there in terms of genetic Marmite taste preference.